Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Fine. Okay, we're going to be learning Be'ez Hashem tonight, Simon Tov Samach, Sif Aleph. If you recall, it's just before page 116. These halachas that we're going to be discussing now is Dine Matzah's Mitzvah. I know it feels like perhaps not so time relevant. Perhaps it doesn't sound like it's the perfect time, but the truth is, and the reality is, for a lot of people, it actually is very relevant now, because in terms of the matzah bakers and the ones who are actually involved in the production, the manufacturing of matzahs, it starts very early. So perhaps it was a bit early, but it's not that early. They start thinking about next year's batch already. So it's not that off. Right. Then let's catch up what we missed out so far. Okay. So, Dine Matzahs a Mitzvah, the halachas of the Matzahs Mitzvah. Ein Loshin Matzahs Mitzvah. One may not need. Have you got it? Yes, Simon Tov Samach. Just before page 116. Ein Loshin, one may not need Matzah's Mitzvah. This is talking about the matzahs that we're going to use for the Leil HaSeder. So, as we know, there's special halachas and conditions with regards to the matzahs which are used on Leil HaSeder. And therefore, there may only be Ein Loshin Matzah's Mitzvah. They may not be, you don't do the kneading. Page 116. Avaloi Oifin Oisa, you don't bake it. Alidei in Yehudi through a goy, veloy, and similarly also not, he may not be baked through a cheresh, which is a halachically deaf and dumb person, shoite, a person who has very limited understanding, cognitive abilities, vekotten, similarly a minor, a child who is not bar mitzvah yet. He may not be involved in the production of the, and the baking of the Matzah's Mitzvah. Why is that? So Mishnah Busif Kotten Aleph tells us the following. First of all, what does he include exactly? Ein Loshin V'adin Arichas HaMatzah is also the setting and the preparation of the actual matzah. So it's not just the baking, it's the kneading and all its associated activities. They're all part of the issue that they may not be done by Cherishot V'Kotten and a Goy Lavdil and it has to be done in a different way. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says in Sif Kotten Beis, what is the reason that it needs to be so? So here comes the important Mishnah Berurah, Matzah's Mitzvah, Mashenkin B'Sham Matzos and Tzichin Shemo L'Shem Mitzvah. So here it comes. Mishnah Berurah is telling us two things. Firstly, he's telling us the background. Now the background why those mitzvahs need to be done differently is because of a halacha that needs shmira. It needs shmira. Now shmira is a machlokes rishon. I do feel we touched on it a few months ago, but I don't recall for sure. There's a halacha that needs to be shmata mesamatzois. There is two understandings how you do that shmira activity. What is it exactly, that guarding element? So the lenient opinion is that it means that you just ensure there is no, it's a practical insurance that you don't do anything remotely close to chametz, and that is shmira. Shmira means to safeguard it from potentially becoming chametz. So it's actually much more of a passive condition. You've got to make sure it doesn't become chametz. So that is shmir. You safeguard it from anything becoming chametz. That's one understanding of the rishon. There's another level of understanding which tells no, it's got to be much more than that. It's got to be done lishma. When you bake the matzahs, you've got to make sure that your intent, your kavona, your focus, your concentration, your das is positively, here is the word, positively ensuring that it's a matzah's mitzvah. So one is much more, the lenient opinion is that it's safeguarding from it becoming chametz, much more practical and much more, can I say, passive. It's a passive insurance. And the more stringent opinion is that you've got to positively make sure, actively ensure that you've got positive das, that it's a matzah's mitzvah. Now, Either way, whichever you go with, there is a machlokes rishonim as it's a machlokes as to whether it's min haTorah or it's medrabanon. There's a long bialoch on the side, as you can tell, which discusses whether it's deraisa or derabanon. There's obviously many nafkaminis dalocha if it's a deraisa condition or derabanon condition. Lemaisa roiv poiskim take on that the condition of shoima, of shmura, of shmira, is lechoira according to roiv rishonim is a deraisa. Therefore, this condition, if it's not fulfilled, you've got matzahs which are non-shmura matzahs are probably invalid on a deraisa level. Even on a deraisa level. Now, having said that, it's also important to emphasize that this rule of shmira is only with regards to matzah and leila seder. This doesn't apply with regards to the other nights. And here comes mishnah brura cotton base matzahs mitzvah enke b'sham matzahs. This is only with regards to matzah mitzvah, but with regards to the other matzahs, this entzich and shimu, they do not need that positive, the active, the additional element layer level of shimu l'shem mitzvah. Rak shizor shleiban chashash chimut, just ensure it's not chomet, obviously, but you don't have that additional level. We continue. Sif cotton gimel mishnah brura ale. The Yehudi, Hatam, the reason is top of page 116. Ali the Yehudi, Hatam, the reason is Ksiv Shmertem as a Matzois. You should safeguard. You should guard the Matzois. Umashu is there. We see from here. The Shmira Shalto Meshamo Shaloisach Mitz. He's Chaven L'Shem Matzah Shal Mitzvah. You've got to ensure that it is positively L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. So not only a protection level that it's not. Not chometz, but rather make it even more positive. He's got to be with kavon l'shem matzis mitzvah. Therefore, by definition, cheresh, nochi, shoyte v'katan, lav neshimu, they are not able to safeguard. They're not able to really look after this. It's a certain level of cognitive level and concentration which can only be achieved by a yid and a godoil and somebody who is fully evil, as opposed to goy, cotton, and cheresh and shoyte. So therefore, nechi cheresh with the cotton lab nishimuninu. Now, the question that the Mishnah Berurah discussed, which is really, really important, is his kimu habe a poiskin da fili Yisrael oimid al gabon umazirun shechavnu nishem matzah mitzvah kam ken loy mahani. What happens if you've got a godoil who stands in the back and ensures everybody's doing a good job? So, would it work if they've got, let's say, you've got children, or you've got lehavdil, goyim, or you've got cheresh, shoyte, whatever it may be, and they're working busy during the matzahs, and they, as we learned now, they don't qualify, but you've got an adult standing in the back. And he has got the full intention. He tells people, gentlemen, haboisai, or boys, whatever he says, shematz mitzvah, shematz mitzvah, shematz mitzvah. Everything should be done, shematz mitzvah. Does his intent and his kavona and his das, does it shift down onto the manpower? Yes or no? Does it work or not? Nowadays, I think in the age of digital control and digital communication, we're quite able to, if Zoom works, then surely also Omid al Gabein should work, kind of. Because you're standing in the back and it's like going across. I don't know if the Moshel is right, because the Maaseh in the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's the machlokes achrishonim and later machlokes achronim. The Mishnah Berurah is very unhappy about it. V'eskimu habepoesin afil Yisroel al gabeinu azion shicham l'shem matzah mitzvah. Gam ken loy mahani. It doesn't work. V'ein yoyts lechayvos afilu b'tyeved. The matzahs will be invalid on a deraisa level and they are finished. He does say that there are mekilim v'yeshu na poskim mishum mekilim b'yom el gabein. Some are more lenient, but the Mishnah Berurah Maaseh is very unhappy about it. So it comes out according to Mishnah Berurah that if you've got matzahs, which those key elements, i.e. the baking, i.e. the key elements of the matzah production, if they are done by a child or by a goy or by somebody who cannot bake himself, and there's somebody standing in the back, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's probably invalid and no good. I will mention that this is probably one of the greatest tainus, one of the greatest questions, one of the greatest real, I won't say complaint, one of the greatest issues with regards to the machine matzahs, no doubt about it. Because we see over here there's probably an element of lishma, and lishma means that you've got have an intention on it. Now, how is that achieved with the machine matzahs? With the machine matzahs of yesteryear, machine matzahs were developed initially in the 1850s. How they worked is one shaila. The machine matzahs nowadays, 2020, they work quite differently. But how do you achieve that level of shema nowadays? And it remains a real issue. It remains an issue. And there are still people nowadays who claim that it's at very least a sofek deraisa, how you achieve that lishma. And therefore, there's many, many yidden, and probably it's true to say most yidden, will refrain from using machine matzahs for Leila Seder. Rabbi Feingold, was this politically correct? Right, okay, so that's it. Now, what will others say? What will those say that have the mesoira or the tradition or the leniency, however you want to put it, to yes eat machine matzahs, both in the 1850s, throughout all the generations till 2020, and they still keep eating machine matzahs even for Leila Seder? It's a minority, I appreciate it, but what will they say? What will they say? Yeah, yeah. They will say that you have less chashash chometz on the one hand, but how do you get out of the issue of lishma? Are you saying that there's takeno lishma and it's still better not to eat chometz? Could be. Yeah, so the Chazon Ish, who is the one who was very machmion, he didn't like machine matzahs, but yet he does say in one place that if you've got a machine matzah, that when you press the pedal, I think they worked with pedal in those days, this is the 1940s, 1950s, when you would press the pedal and it would only work as you press the pedal, kind of machinery, just take that as a marshal, that it needs actively a pushing down, actively some sort of force, and that enables the production of the machine matzah to run. He says, if you've got that, works with lishma according to all opinions. You have lishma there too. So the only issue is if you press a button, you walk away. Then you have no lishma. But if the production is ensured, why is a force making the production happen? Chazon Ish was a machmir with regards to lishma. He still holds that it's okay. In line with that, many manufacturers ensure that there's constantly some sort of manpower that enables the machinery to work. So whether it's pressing a button, whether it's a pedal, whether it's any kind of machinery that ensures the continuous working of the production, then you've got no issue of lishma according to many poskim. And again, and that's how they ensure the lishma. But it's probably true to say, I think it is true to say that the main issue of lishma, the main issue with machine maps is the lishma element, and there's no doubt about it. You've got a hiddur in terms of lishma painting machine maps. There's no doubt about it that it's a bedieved. I agree with what Rabbi Kagan says, and probably the argument behind having machine maps is still the chashash chemutz. But in many ways, the shemata mesamatzes is best fulfilled with hand matzahs. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also points out, and that is actually an issue with the hand matzahs as well. Towards the end of Sif Kotten Gimel, he says, it is not sufficient just say once, to shout out once, l'shei matzahs mitzvah, to shout out once, and that will suffice for the rest of the day. Mishnah Berurah says that's for sure no good. There you need constant reminders, l'shem matzah mitzvah, l'shem matzah mitzvah, needs to be ongoing, and that's why you will see in any bakery, any decent bakery, they'll be calling out and shouting out the whole time. Mishnah Berurah says kol shah. Now, that if kol shah means every hour, he means every half an hour, he means every 5 minutes, he means every 30 seconds, that I don't know. But it does say it's a constant reminder, say, doing l'shem matzah mitzvah. Okay. Now, right, having said that, just to point out, as I mentioned, that this is probably anybody who is historically interested, this is something which was throughout really for 120, 150 years. This Lishma was mainly discussed. All issue of Lishma is largely discussed in the poskim. There's Ma'asham, there's Reb Shlomo Kliga, there's Chazanish, there's Reb Shlomo Zalman, and all the poskim, Reb Chaim Oizer, many discussions, extensive discussions about this issue of Lishma with regards to matzahs, machine matzahs. Okay, see if base we continue, top of page 116. Harosh, the Heilige Rosh, Oyom Ishtadl Mematzahs Mitzvah, he used to be busy himself with regards to Matzahs Mitzvah, and he would be standing literally on, during the process, and on top of the process of the production of the machine, Matzahs Mizariz, and he used to hurry the bakers, and he would be busy himself, he would very literally get his hands dirty, he would be busy, he would make sure that the matzahs are really done properly and correctly. The truth is, says the Ramah, it is right, it is proper for everybody to do so. The person should personally take ownership in his matzahs. It's a great thing to do. Person should get involved with the matzah mitzvah. And that's why many people have the minute to eat machine matzahs, hand matzahs, they will try to go to chaburas and bake themselves. It's a little bit difficult here in Edgewood at the moment still, but many people have the minute to try to bake them. So even if they're not great at baking, they'll want to go and join the baking process. And there is that halacha, I would say, probably applies to machine matzahs as well. Many people attend machine matzah bakeries. Here again, you can't go, there's no, in England it's a bit difficult to do that, but in Eretz Yisrael, people are makpi to join machine matzahs bakeries for this reason of the Rosh, to try to be mishtadl to work on it, to be part of it. What is the reason? Why is it that a person should attend himself? So the Mishabuah says the general rule applies over here of the mitzvah by sifkot and hay, last white, last narrow line. The mitzvah by yoisim b'shluchoy. The general rule that mitzvah by yoisim b'shluchoy. We know that it is always greater to do a mitzvah himself than through a shliach. A shliach works. You can ask somebody to do a mitzvah on your behalf. Of course, you can. But mitzvah by yoisim b'shluchoy. I want to ask you a question based on that. I'm not sure. Is there an inyan to be part of the? Based on that, I was zoiche in my Yerushalayim years. I attended a few times the matzah baking of Reb Nosson Tzvi of the Mir Yeshiva. He used to be in the back of the Mir Yeshiva. Did anybody else have this chos? It was a fascinating, beautiful experience to go in the back over there. We used to bake the matzahs. And join the beautiful experience. It was a sight to see Reb Nosson Tzvi. He had a chabura with sons-in-law, talmidim, friends. Everybody used to join the baking of Reb Nosson Tzvi, the Mir Yeshiva's matzahs. I attended a few times as a bocha. I've got distinct memories of that. But the question is there any point in that if you're not going to end up eating those matzahs? These were not the matzahs I ended up eating. I was part of it, but I didn't actually end up eating those matzahs. I went there pretty much for two reasons. For the sightseeing element and for the fun element. But I wouldn't eat those matzahs at the end. Am I mekayim the mitzvah of the Rosh, yes or no? So in terms of mitzvah b'yosim b'shluchai, is there inyan? Is there no inyan?
Yeah, I'm a mekayim it because it's not a mitzvah b'yosim b'shluchai. Not your mitzvah, it's his mitzvah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's nice, but I don't think you're actually mekayim mitzvah b'shluchai. I don't think you're actually doing much by doing that. I think the argument is that you're part of your own matzahs. You're part of the production of your own matzah you're going to end up eating. But if you're just like ending up in being involved in other matzahs that are not going to be yours on your Leil HaSeder, I don't think it's a great inyan. I don't think so. Okay, Siv Kotten Vav the Mishtebura. Pematzes Mitzvah. Now here comes a famous, equally important Mishtebura. Umaril Posak, Lizoe Kain Lechatrille Bechola Matzos. Maril said, if you can be involved in all your matzos, not just the matzahs, mitzvah, you're going to eat all it. Rather, all the matzahs, you're going to eat on all Pesach. If you can do that, that's even better. If you can be involved with all your matzahs, that's even better. Ideally, if you can participate in the production, in the baking of all your matzahs, you're going to eat the entire Pesach. Now the Mishtebui adds to be another halacha. Now, I don't know if I should mute myself at this stage or not. I'm not sure. The Mishtebui says that women are not believed with regards to Afiyas Matzah. I better be careful what I say now. I don't know which kind of, you know, if we say this in shul, it's one thing, but if we say it, the women are not believed with regards to the baking of the matzahs. It is a men-only kind of club, and women are not believed. Because some women will think that certain things are right, don't worry about it, it's fine. They might forget, they might not be clear in the halachas of the baking of matzahs. And therefore, better to leave the women out of this. They also don't exactly know how great they might get it wrong. Therefore, the Talmidim Chomim and Rabbonim are going to be the Kedos of the Shosel of Yosef. What? The Pele on this is that we have learned earlier a Mefurash Gemara that tells us that, do you remember Tikkas Chometz, what did we learn? We learned earlier with regards to Tikkas. Carlos Dayton, but nevertheless, when it comes to Tikkas Chometz, women are believed. It has to be the case, otherwise, gentlemen, we would have to go through the whole house and clean it personally. So we're better off that women are believed for the checking in the Bdikas Chometz. I do hope this is an accepted halacha, that women are believed for Bdikas Chometz. And the Gemara says that actually, and the truth is, and the reality is that women are much more makpit. You know what it looks like when I clean something, as opposed to when my wife cleans it. It there is definitely some truth in it. So therefore, women are believed. It's also chorus. It's also the raisa, and it's also over there. We don't say the concept of the women don't know and they don't understand. They might get it wrong. So the question is, why is it when it comes to Bdikas Chometz, which is also Pesach, which is also Koras, there we say women are believed. When it comes to Afiyas Matzah, we tell the women actually rather to keep out of this. It's a bit of a tzorich here. Any suggestions?
Because we sell the chometz and we rattle it, so we're okay, even if they're not 100%.
Yeah, whilst your svara is a very nice svara, I don't know if that's yeah. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that there's a safety net there. Telemaisim avatlit. Now I don't have it in front of me now, but I believe that it's not in line with the lashon of the Mishnebura there. I think that we've got over there. I think it says mafush that women are properly believed even without the bittul, but I should really double check. Okay, that's very nice. A nice swell otherwise. Now, I'm going to finish off with the Sivkot and Zayin Mishtibur, which is an important rule as well. Be'atzmoy, says Mishtibur, v'yatriach, atzmoy b'matzah mitzvah, ha'atshis chamen v'yaziah. A person should be makbet on the baking, on the working, on being busy with regards to the baking of the matzah until he schwitzes. She's chamen v'obz v'yaziah, and imam schwitzes. V'zeh tikkun godoil, and this is a great tikkun la'avoy nachamu for the great sin, which Dari points out, and it's a very great thing to schwitz. So the Kavachim asked the question that if you schwitz, then lichayre, what could happen is that you've got sweat going into the dough, which besides the fact that it's not particularly hygienic, there's an additional element of halachically being an issue that's also not very not very great. So I'm talking even it's he said that schwitzing might not be so great if you're literally dripping down into the dough. I don't know if we have to go that far, kind of. But it says that if a person gets busy and active with regards to the baking of the matzah, that's a very great thing. I want to recall the beautiful sight. I remember in Nosson Tzvi, the joy and the simcha he had by the baking of the matzah is something which is clearly etched in my memory. I remember that so clearly. He was a person that was not able to control himself, as is well known. His muscles and his physical condition was absolutely... But to see him involved in the baking of the matzahs and trying his very hardest to physically put all his into it, is a sight to remember. Mamash is a sight to remember. Okay, gentlemen, what we learned this evening is that there's a rule of Shmartim as a Matzos. By ladies. Really? So what do you say is Pshat? What? Oh wow. Okay, so I suppose it depends which part of it. Rabbi Feingold, did you see it? What were they doing, the ladies? Was it the baking? Was it the rolling?
Take your speaker off your seat.
Okay, so there you go. So, okay, what can we say? yeah, okay. We learned that Ishmatim is a matzah, it's probably the raisus of all that it's the rabbanon. We learned that there's two levels of shimu. One is a basic level of ensuring it's not chometz. The additional level is the das, the positive intention, kavana, that it's properly done with a full das. We learned that therefore, noshim, ktanim, cheresh, shoita are not included. They cannot do the baking of the matzahs. It's talking about the kneading and the baking and those elements of the afiyas matzah. We learned also the Rosh used to do it himself. It was makpid to do it himself, and that's the right way of doing it. We learned this is the background of that is mitzvah bo yosim v'shluchoi. We also learned that the Maril said that whilst really it's only talking about matzahs mitzvah, but nevertheless some are makpid to do it for the matzah's entire Pesach. If one is able to do that, that's great news. We also learned that the Ari HaKadosh says it's a great, the person Schwitz, that's a great tikkun. And finally, of course, we learned that Kamiya's matzah has got a different understanding in this, which we have to investigate a little bit. I wish you a very good evening, gentlemen.